Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 26th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech, all sorts of very cool products and services and gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. Thus the name of the show. Aren't we clever? The point is, we want you to participate on the program. If you've got any question at all about consumer tech, anything involving products or services or any of the kinds of things that hopefully can help you be more productive or more fun or at least be of a tech nature, you can call us anytime, 24/7. We'll get answers to those questions for you. 800-899-INTO is still the old-fashioned way, but it works well. Or you can use the Ask Dave Mike button at intotomorrow.com. Any browser, so your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, your shoe if it's got a browser, anything that's got a browser, you can participate that way. Or, of course, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Either way, let us hear from you, not just because the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway is well underway, but because you make the show when you join us. Our next guest is with a lifestyle-forward brand that creates practical, stylish, and dynamic products. And that got our attention, certainly. We're hoping to be able to actually play with one of his new products and tell you even more about it. Meantime, marketing specialist with a company called RapidX is Milburn Noronha. Milburn, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Dave? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Where are you joining us from?
I am currently in Lake Forest, California.
Ah, very cool. So the other side of the country from us in Miami. Glad to have you with us. Tell me a little bit about RapidX as a company, and then let's get into the My Charging Station, which is pretty cool.
So RapidX is a lifestyle company that focuses on design and practicality. We focus on building up from the consumer what the consumer needs. So all our products are like car chargers, wall chargers, and car chargers in general. We specialize in that, and we like to be a little bit different with design.
You know, it's funny you mentioned car chargers. I think, maybe I could be wrong, but I'd have to go look. I believe the Qi charging, wireless charging device in my car for my phone, says RapidX on it. I don't know. I may be wrong. And if it doesn't, it probably should. Assuming you make wireless chargers for the car as well, is that part of the lineup?
We do not yet, but we are in talks about doing that.
Okay. Well, then hopefully soon it will say RapidX. And of course, the opportunity now for My Charging Station. How is that very unique? Tell us about this and how did this come about?
So My Charging Station, we saw other competitors, we saw that it's on the table, it's on the countertop, it's taking up space. But for My Charging Station, we wanted an easy way of organizing and charging your devices in one area. But what makes it really unique is it frees up your counter space by being directly on the unit itself. So it plugs in directly into the wall unit.
Oh, okay. And is that what holds it up is the wall unit itself?
It's like, what holds it up. So you would screw it in on these three holes, like these three, and it would hold up to 10 pounds into this charging station.
All right. And for those listening on the radio, have no fear. Of course, it's also on video, as always. We invite you to visit intotomorrow.com, and you'll see the interview with Milburn from RapidX as he's showing you the product. And our editors are editing in some additional video so you can see the product. So now, this sounds very cool, but I'm guessing if it's a typical electrical outlet kind of near the floor, it doesn't seem as convenient. But then again, it seems like we all have them at counter space in the kitchen or areas there where they're more, chest level or something like that. I'm assuming that's where it would work more effectively, right?
So I guess for my charging station, it worked pretty well in the kitchen area where you have like one that's on a countertop level or maybe near an island where it's next to the island. So it pretty much works wherever it's kind of more higher up than the lower down outlets.
Gotcha. Or perhaps at work, if you've got if you're in a cubicle and there's electrical outlets all around, they're not down by the floor. You could use it there. And the idea, and the idea of my charging station is that it will charge pretty much any of our devices, our smart watches, smartphones, smart tablets, all the smart stuff.
You can charge your iPhone, your Android, your AirPods, anything that plugs in directly. It has four USB slots on the side. What makes it special, also, we have a special 45-watt USB-C, which can charge your iPad or USB-C charge laptops like a MacBook. And then for the wireless charging pad, you can also charge any Qi-enabled phone.
Oh, very good. And I'm glad you're using the term Qi, which is Qi, but it's Chinese pronounced Qi. A lot of people say, I have a Qi charger. Well, no, you don't. You have a Qi charger. But we get the idea. It's a wireless charger. And of course, you answered my next question, and that is, what devices can you charge with it? So really, any of the things that you mentioned. I like the fact that you've got additional four, I believe you said, USB ports on the side as well. So you've got other things that you could just plug in and they're all being charged.
Exactly.
Very cool. Can you show us the device again that you have on your desk?
So this part folds up and down. So if you need to store it away, you can fold it up. You have an Apple Watch holder. So you want to put your Apple Watch charger in this slot. And then you can put your Apple Watch here. Folds up the side. It has the four slots, the wireless charging pad, a nightlight, and you still keep both outlets when you plug it in.
Very good. So we're not using up the existing electrical outlets in the kitchen or wherever we might use it, a workspace or something of that nature. Now, you mentioned the Apple Watch, so I'm assuming then it won't work on with my Android watch, my Samsung Wear.
So the holder is meant for the Apple Watch, but if you had a different charger, maybe you could try to place it on that, but it might not be able to fit.
Okay. Worst case, you use one of the other USB ports along the side. So it's very easy to do. Is this something that is available now?
So it's available now. You can buy it on rapidx.io, or you can also buy it on Amazon.
Okay. And how much is the My Charging Station?
So My Charging Station is currently $79.99.
Okay, terrific. So just under $80, but well spent, especially if you're always looking for your adapters or your charging ports, or maybe you want to keep them in certain areas. Perhaps it's good you want to keep the ones that it came with at your bedside or at your desk or something, but you need another spot where you hang out frequently. It sounds like an all-in-one sort of charging station does make sense. And there are a few out there. So how does yours differ from some of the competitors?
So like I mentioned before, it plugs directly into the wall. So you would not have to worry about taking up any extra counter space and reducing counter space clutter.
Gotcha. And that does make sense. I mean, I think that's very clever of you guys. What's in tap or on tap and what's in store for us into tomorrow then? What else can we look forward to you guys working on?
So we also recently released Modula 5, which is a modular charging solution. So it's charging pods. This is the box. So it's different charging pods that modularly connect magnetically. Uh-huh. You just need one wire to connect the pods, and you can connect up to 7 pods with just one wire. And that's what's also we recently released. And we also have a different device, a different Qi-enabled charging unit called Prismo. It has RGB lights around it. That's also just recently released also.
Okay, cool. I like that whole magnetic pod connector thing, because then you could just keep adding on to them. You mentioned earlier the ability to rapid charge as well with a much more powerful USB port, I think it was.
Yes.
We get occasional listeners that ask us, is that a danger if you're using it with something that maybe doesn't rapid charge, or does it know that it can't handle more power so it'll just normal charge it? Or how does that part work, and what do we have to be concerned about, if anything?
So the unit itself has surge protection, so it will only go up to 58 watts total.
Okay.
When you're charging all your devices. So that's the concern about if overheating. It keeps it below, it keeps it at 58 watts maximum, so we'll not worry about overheating. But when you do plug in, say, like a smartphone that's not meant to go to 45 watts, it will know that and will reduce it down. So, or for like, it's kind of like Qi-enabled, where it reduces it down when it's iPhone 7.5 to Android when it's 10 watts.
Okay, so the charging station knows at that point what it's plugged into? Or is it
yes.
the device communicating with the charging station saying, wait, I can't take that much power?
It's the device. It's the my charging station knowing that, okay, this is a 10-watt charging, whichever charging device it needs, and it will send that only that much.
Okay, terrific. And they're available in any color you want as long as it's black or white, right?
It's available in black and white, yes.
Okay, terrific. And rapid, the letter X.io is the website. And of course, we'll get all of our audience there when they visit us at intotomorrow.com. Milburn, we thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Look forward to trying out not only the My Charging Station, but perhaps we can check out the modular things as well. And we can talk more about that on an upcoming show. And that'd be awesome. So keep making cool products. Get on that car charger now for wireless charging as well. And it gives us another product to talk about for you.
Will do. Thank you so much, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Again, rapidx.io is their website. And of course, ours is intotomorrow.com. We'll get you there. Just be sure to hit us up and you'll see what Milburn and his team are up to on a regular basis. And of course, all of our guests as well. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. We're back with more, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.